USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a change of course today, top Senate and House party leaders and then Intelligence Committee leaders from both parties will be briefed on whether an informant was embedded in President Trump's campaign by the FBI and Department of Justice. Politico says that's according to a person familiar with the matter. That latter briefing comes after complaints from Senate Democrats and some Republicans about the administration's initial plans for a briefing of only two prominent House Republicans by the FBI and DOJ. Yesterday at the White House, President Trump said of what he calls Spygate,
"When they look at the documents, I think people are going to see a lot of bad things happen."
New threats by North Korea to pull out of the upcoming summit. It's unhappy now with comments from Vice President Mike Pence suggesting that it could end up like Libya if it doesn't denuclearize. And this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Gang activity, especially by MS-13, the focus of an immigration roundtable in New York yesterday, where President Trump has plenty to say, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
MS-13 lives by the motto, kill, rape, and control.
President Trump continues to call it like he sees it, referring to extremely violent MS-13 gang members as animals.
They're not people. These are animals.
The president on Long Island for an immigration roundtable where MS-13 responsible for more than 20 murders in the past 2 years.
Missed two birthdays of hers.
This family losing a loved one.
This would have been their graduating year this year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Washington Capitals of the NHL are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 1998. The Caps beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-0 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final in Tampa. Washington now faces the Vegas Golden Knights for the Stanley Cup. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The National Hurricane Center says the odds that a system in the Caribbean Sea will become a tropical depression have increased again. Forecasters now say there's a 70% chance, and whether it does become a depression or not, they say locally heavy rainfall is likely over Florida and the northern Gulf Coast all through this upcoming weekend. The disturbance is currently located over the southeastern Yucatan Peninsula. President Trump may be targeting auto imports for tariffs next. The Commerce Department confirming last night it has launched an investigation to determine if auto imports pose a threat to national security. The Wall Street Journal reporting the Trump administration is exploring the idea of tariffs of up to 25% on imported vehicles. Trump has repeatedly complained that U.S. automakers aren't getting a fair shake in Europe and other parts of the world. The president has already signed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. At least one NFL team says it has no plans to force its players to stand for the national anthem, despite the league's rule change announced yesterday. New York Jets CEO Christopher Johnson telling Newsday that he won't discourage players from kneeling during the anthem, stating he'll pay any fines the league might hand down. Under the new policy, the NFL will fine teams whose players or other personnel do not stand for the national anthem. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.